This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, what is trending? What's going on around the world, especially today? And we've got it. We've got it covered. You're covered. We're covered. We're covered. And lots of stuff. What you need to know is here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. The COVID situation continues to amaze. How's that for being generic? When you think about all of the things that have affected our lives, who would have thought a year ago, seriously, that we would have what's going on? You know, there are a lot of these predictors that, oh, the next year will mean this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah, good luck predicting all this.
Right. Forget that. All right, so Jen, what's next?
What's next? Well, we still have a lot of lockdowns and quarantines happening throughout the country. It's still going on even 8 months later, right? And so there's
a new
study.
Can I ask you a question? Excuse me for a second.
Yeah.
The idea of protecting people and time. I had the experience last night. I went to quite a nice restaurant. And when I walked in the door, the person behind the desk, the greeter, said, "These are our rules. Not welcome. Here you are at the whatever it was. And the rules are as follows. You must wear a mask all the time unless you're eating. You have 90 minutes to order your food, eat, and get out, basically." And I haven't been anywhere before.
It's the same in Jersey and New York.
They tell you have 90 minutes and you got to get out?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. I've heard that not every place enforces that. But that is supposed to be the rule because they don't want people just sitting and lingering. You know, the longer you're in one place with other people in public.
My observation is that's very good for the restaurant business because anybody who knows anything about the restaurant business knows the more turns you get, the better it is for the bottom line. So not to be a cynic too much, but I'm thinking that there are reasons for those sorts of things. And if you do, as Victoria just said, and a lot of times people have a meal and they just sit there and they talk and there's no money in it after. And by the time there were 7 minutes left in the 90 minutes and the waitress came and said, "Okay, here's your bill. Can I have your credit card, please?" And I was put off by it, frankly. I didn't like it. So anyway, excuse me.
Well, that comes from the state. That was originally when New Jersey opened up indoor dining at 20. Actually, it was the outdoor dining is where it started, and so they put a cap on it. Restaurants.
But the state who makes the rules back to who's in
the health commissioner, the governor. It's the governor and the health commissioner in New Jersey.
Lots of people that aren't really doctors.
Yeah,
California.
My point is that there are people from the industry that are in these commissions.
Well, look, the industry was hit harder than most other industries, so if it helps, then great.
Yeah.
If people don't need to sit there and be selfish, get your food and leave.
Get out.
Then, yeah.
Take it home. All right, Jen, what were you saying before I so rudely interrupted you?
I don't know. I was talking about how most people are still, there are still a lot of people who are locked down. And the people that are being hit hardest are those people who are single and living by themselves because they're lonely and they're not able to go out and date and meet people. And so they've had to get creative for dating in times of COVID-19. There have been a lot of text messages, a lot of video dates. That's kind of become the hallmark of romance during COVID-19. But there's also a change in other behaviors. Match.com did a report of singles in America. And they said that 63% of singles are spending more time getting to know their potential partners. That's good. 59% said that they had more meaningful conversations during video dates. 63% became less worried about their appearance when video dating. 69% say they're now more honest in their interactions. These are all good things.
That's all
76% of singles believe it's important for a potential partner to share their same political beliefs, which I think is crazy. That's a high number. 59% of singles want to know if their date supports.
Go back to that. 76% believe their partner has to have the
share
same
their
views?
Same political beliefs. How boring
I think
is that?
That's very...
How boring is that, yeah.
Well, but not really, because if there are some core things that I would not want in a partner. If my partner disagreed with me on certain core things, I would not consider that a potential partner for me.
So, that's you.
And yeah, I think a lot of... No, but that's
your
most
personality,
people.
I would say that was very smart of you to make sure that that was the case. But I'm not
sure
that's
what this study is saying, though, that everybody feels that way now.
I think younger people, and I think this is a statement about a generation. A generation wants to homogenize people's thinking, and they believe that people have to think the same, or they're bad. And I think it's pretty dangerous, actually, that we're in that realm, because people are not willing to consider other viewpoints. They just consider their own. And so I think that's a tough one, actually. It's a tough one for me to swallow, because I think that the beauty of us as human beings is that we don't match
stimulating
up
thinking about stuff at all.
And I actually think it can be... I've dated people outside of my political party, and I actually think it's kind of hot. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I think I understand you have a core set of beliefs that you need to match, but I don't know if many of those are political or if those are real feelings on morality. I don't know. It's interesting. It's an interesting conversation.
Maybe it
in
is
any
a
case,
sign of the times, however, yeah.
59% of singles want to know if their date supports Black Lives Matter. 21% of singles will ask if a potential date has been practicing social distancing. That's not a high number, by the way. Now, here's something else that we've learned. We've also learned that when you can't go out, that maybe you might turn inward. And this new poll says that roommate sex has become a thing. New research says that 1 in 4 people, so 25% of singles who live with a roommate of the opposite sex, or maybe even the same sex, but 1 in 4 doesn't really separate it out, say that they've had sexual relations with their roommate during the pandemic.
Of course they have.
Friends with benefits.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Look, you know where your roommate's been, you know, in terms of social distancing and COVID and things like that. You trust the person because they're your roommate. So, yeah, I think it makes all the sense in the world. And I think pre-pandemic roommate hookups happened all the time anyway.
Yeah. So this past weekend was National Coming Out Day. I wonder how that affected if you have a roommate that's the same sex as you. Is that story the same for them as it might be for heterosexual couples or potential couples? Does it make a difference? I'm hearing nothing but crickets.
Yeah, like Jen said, the study doesn't differentiate if it's heterosex or homosex, so I don't know.
Yeah,
but there are gay roommates everywhere.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. That's what I meant to say. Food for thought.
Yep.
Another important thing this month, speaking of National Coming Out Day, is it is Breast Cancer Awareness Time. And I'm wondering out loud, maybe we'll spend a minute having people think this through and then talk about it a little bit. But I was thinking, as we were talking about the passing of Desi Arnaz's, Lucille Ball of Desi Arnaz's granddaughter, had breast cancer, died at 31. Do you know somebody? I have two people in my family. Is there anybody that doesn't have someone in their family that has been affected by breast cancer? I'm betting the answer is no.
Yeah,
just
I
most
went through
everybody's
it last year. Yeah, we're going through it pretty hard with my grandmother right now, and she's had it her whole life. She carries the cancer gene, so it's tough.
It's the most common form of cancer in women. 50,000 plus people every year. Now, people say, well, 210,000 people have died of the COVID, so what's the big deal? And I don't know that I have an argument to that.
COVID will go away. Breast cancer will not. That's the big deal.
Right. Well, without, you know, that's the thing. If you're going to give, make sure you give to some organization that really is doing something.
Right.
And not outfits like the COVID Foundation that just pays, what's her face?
Coleman.
Sister,
Susan Komen.
What'd I say?
COVID Foundation.
Yeah, right. No, that's another group.
That organization has just gotten so big that I just don't understand how they could ever really be doing the effective work.
Well, how do they get?
They pay
great
such
PR,
huge salaries.
$800,000 to the woman who, the sister of Susan, who runs the titular head anyway of the organization.
And you can imagine all the other people who work under her.
Yeah.
You know, this is. I don't know, what's the point of non-profit if all these people are profiting so much off of other people's donations? Mm. I don't get it.
Food for thought, 16 after on the DJV program.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Next up here on the DJV program, a discussion of this business. You know, we have Black Lives Matter that's very much in front of us and very important and very, it's time. There are a lot of other things, just time. But I don't want to go overboard. And Victoria and I, Jennifer, were talking earlier about Yelp identifying businesses accused of racism, and I think
that's a bad
idea. Okay, but I don't know.
It's not okay because Yelp is not regulated, and as someone who knows someone who struggles to keep a restaurant alive, they can say
that's not how it's working. That's not true.
But they can say anything about the restaurant, and the restaurant can try to respond. But I mean, I think at some point, to be fair to everybody, substantiated claims, fine. But
that's what they're doing.
But for the way I read it and I read the story, it seems that everybody can post and then it's up to the business to see what's up there, I think, to market. But it's still up there. And for how long and how damaging is that to the restaurant's business? I don't know.
Well, they're putting a link up so you can read on your own. You can do your own research and you can read what the local news coverage is of whatever it is. They have instances.
How many people actually do that?
A lot of people who go on Yelp want to know exactly what the business is all about. I use Yelp for everything.
Yeah,
I don't go to a doctor but I use it. I think a lot of Yelpers do the research.
Mm.
If you're there for that reason, then you're there to find out what the business is about.
I think it's pretty dangerous. But okay,
21 after the hour, food for thought here on the DJ.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Is it time on the DJB program, this hour of the program? Harry Styles kicks off our celebration of music. He has an announcement, lady. Ladies?
Yeah, probably. Hey, lady.
Lady. Ladies, Harry Styles has an announcement for you. Got a new box set celebrating his sophomore album, Fine Line. This info comes on the first anniversary of the album's lead single, Lights Up. Styles' Fine Line one-year anniversary limited edition box set is going to drop in December, about a year to the date since he released the original album. Box set will come in a glossy black package and feature a couple of LPs, 10 prints of Styles, and 24-page Fine Line at the Forum lyrics sheet. The album is now available for pre-order. So is this just another way to make money? What did we have different here than was out a year ago? Is it
well, there's more
nothing new? What are you getting here?
Well, you're going to get some other demos and some other... there might even be some other songs on it. I don't know exactly what the set list is. But, you know, for all fans of... It doesn't matter. Like, Katy Perry, you know, any major star, they all do it. Yeah, they all do it. Taylor Swift is notorious for doing different versions of all of her albums. So you buy the one from Target, and then you buy the one from Spotify. And it's, you know, I mean, so is it a money grab? Yes.
Yep.
But do fans love it? Yes.
Yeah. Well, okay. So that's capitalist society. We want to make as much money as we can. This past April, Harry was going to launch a massive world tour, but because of the obvious, the tour was rescheduled for next year. Are we going to be able to get stuff going in the first quarter of next year, or are we going to be sitting on our hands still?
Well, he's set to go on tour in Europe in February. I have no idea if that's going to still happen. I'm guessing probably not. But, you know, I was supposed to be, in a couple weeks on Halloween, I was supposed to be at the Garden watching Harry at Harryween, and that got put off by a whole year, so...
Harryween.
I don't know. Harryween.
Harryween.
Yep, it was a costume thing. Our former producer, Kara, and I were set to go together.
Oh, that's right, too. You were going to gave her that for birthday presents, didn't you?
Or for her going away gift, yeah.
Yeah. Here, we're glad you're going. We'll give you a present.
Well, I was going to benefit, too, because I was going to go with her.
Right, exactly. All right, so that's the Harry Styles story. 25 after the hour on the DJB story for today. Destiny's Child singer, Kelly Rowland. announcing her second pregnancy by sharing a photo of her new Women's Health magazine cover, which shows off the bump. She and her husband, Tim Weatherspoon, are also parents to a son named Titan, who's 5. She says they couldn't be more excited to welcome a new member of the family. That's kind of obvious. I would hope that would be the situation. Quote, we had been talking about it loosely, and then COVID happened, and we thought, well, let's see what happens. let nature take its course. All right, you want some more pregnancy news, ladies?
Sure.
Meghan Trainor. Well, she's pregnant on the Today Show. Hoda got all excited about that. Meghan said she and her husband, Daryl Sabara, an actor who starred in the Spy Kids movie series, very excited. They can hardly sleep, it seems. Though she didn't disclose to Hoda details about the baby's sex, Meghan did say that she's about halfway through her pregnancy, feels lucky that it's been very easy so far. This couple was married in December 2018 in the backyard of their home. There were about 100 people there in L.A. The date also happened to be Meghan's 25th birthday. They were first set up on a date by Chloe Grace Moretz. I don't know who she is, but she is.
You've seen her in a million things. You know who she is if you saw her. Yep.
Okay. Meghan also announcing 2 new songs from her upcoming Christmas album, a cover of Last Christmas. Isn't everybody doing that now? It's mm-hmm. That's kind of the cheer. That's the anthem for Christmas these days. Right?
Which is a really, really sad George Michael song that everyone
really
now covers. No, it's not. It's about being a jilted lover.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett get underway at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The conservative Barrett is a federal judge from Indiana and would replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Democrats crying foul over the confirmation hearings that begin today.
Instead of passing a COVID relief package that will help millions of Americans who are unemployed, who've been infected, whose businesses or employers have closed, we're focusing on jamming through Judge Barrett. I think this constitutes court packing.
Democrat Senator Chris Coons speaking there on Fox News. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says a new stimulus package could be in the works. Kudlow saying there are specific areas where aid could be directed. He mentioned unemployment assistance and direct checks to the American people. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia says she will introduce a resolution condemning House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for politicizing the 25th Amendment after the California Democrat announced last week a bill to create a commission on president capacity to determine whether the 25th Amendment would be needed. Pelosi, who has repeatedly questioned President Trump's fitness in office since he was diagnosed with the coronavirus, claims the legislation was not about the president. Republicans and the president, though, believe she's trying to politicize the amendment with just weeks before the November 3rd election. A governor is heading into quarantine after being exposed to someone with the coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Dan Araki has the story.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear and his family are quarantining at home after being exposed to a member of their security detail who tested positive for coronavirus. The trooper drove with the governor on Saturday before finding out about his positive test. Beshear and his family have tested negative so far, but the governor says they've gone into quarantine out of caution. But he'll continue to do his daily coronavirus press conferences from an empty room in the governor's mansion.
But we want to make sure we're setting the example and that we're also keeping other people around us safe, that we're walking the walk, not just talking the talk. So we're here in an empty part of the mansion with just the two of us and a camera, and that's the way I'm going to be doing my 4 p.m.s at least through this week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 34 at the hour. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here with a start to the day here, there, and everywhere. Was it on the air or off the air we were talking about seeing Mars
or off Mercury? The air.
It was off the air. Okay, but You can see if you go out.
Apparently, you can see Mars
night.
Kind of close to the moon. My brother saw it. At least that's how he described it. He said it's right next to the moon. You can see it pretty clearly.
Yeah, this time of year, I think there's a different dimension. You know, there really is a different dimension to time and space as you go through the year and as we move through the universe, whatever, however you want to describe it. Some say it's endless, no beginning and no end. Hard to imagine that, isn't it? In our life, which is finite, it's hard to imagine something that is not finite, i.e., infinite. But it is, you know, you look at the, and by the way, in time, all these planets will go away. Our planet will disappear. Solar system will disappear. The galaxy will disappear. All of this stuff changes. You wonder what it is, you know, the rumor is that we're going to be hit by an asteroid, right? Just before Christmas or something. When is it supposed to hit?
The day after Election Day.
After Election.
Oh, I thought it was right before, which would be so perfect.
Right, it would be.
I don't mean to laugh about our impending doom, but, you know.
No, but those pieces of junk that come from other planets. It's so impossible even to wrap your head around the fact that this stuff, this space material, comes from planets that have long since, I'm talking about billions and billions of years ago, blown up, and is just floating around or traveling through space as we travel. Everything moves. Everything keeps moving, and we don't know. Sometimes we're headed towards some of this junk. Sometimes we're headed away from it. But when our planet explodes, when the sun explodes, when that all happens, it'll become trash that just is out there. It's so hard to think. It gives you a headache when you think about it. I was thinking about the universality of things and how, you know, we put that stuff aside because we don't really understand it. It makes us uncomfortable. But the illusion of safety, I don't want to spoil your parade here, but we don't have any. The horror of reality is that time and space move on, and so do we. Maybe we manifest in different beings, but, you know, we think about it as we get closer to Halloween. It's, egad, think about those spirits and things. Well, you know, isn't it true that anything is possible? Don't we think about that anything is possible? As broad as your mind wants to make it, you can go anywhere and imagine anything. That's what makes some of the entertainment so enjoyable, because it just seems so far out there, but yet, is it really? Think about it. The reality is there is, everybody's got a different reality. And the fact, the reason I'm bringing this up is because it's so sad that we spend all this time talking about such trivial stuff. Think about it. I don't mean us. I mean the world. We're involved in trivialities because apparently that's what we understand. You know, when you get right down to it, COVID is a triviality. It really doesn't feel good to think about it that way, but it is. And then all of the discussion that we wrap ourselves around, whether the vaccine is going to be ready this month, next month, January, when is it going to be ready, all that stuff seems important in the face of our lives as they are today. But are they really, when you get down to brass tacks? If we stick to that, apparently there's an email floating around, Victoria. The administration was trying to move production of the vaccine. And again, that's where it's become political, like every other damn thing around. Is the vaccine schedule going to allow it to be introduced before the election? And if that was the case, would it help the election of Trump versus whomever? I don't know. I think... When you look at it, there are a lot of, and we're trying to control it here, but elsewhere in the world, Israel, for example, and I know the Chinese, I wouldn't want to, the Russians, the Chinese, I wouldn't take that. I don't know, I find myself, I was at an auction on Saturday, it was a beautiful day, and I went to Connecticut to pick up a couple of things, and there were boxes and boxes and boxes of things that were stamped made in China. And when it came, the auctioneer came, and I didn't even, this was not me to choreograph something that was perfect, because there were a lot of farmers there, and when the box was held up, it says made in China on it, the farmers booed, and the stuff, I don't even remember what it was, but it went practically for nothing. So people are becoming aware of all of this stuff. I think people are, but the institutions that we deal with are not dealing, or they're not working aggressively enough to deal with the China situation. Am I the only one who thinks that, or do you ladies think that this is something that at this point we really should be much more conscious of how really bad this China connection is for us? How really?
I think we need to be doing better.
Bad.
I think our companies need to be doing better. I think we all need to be doing better.
But are we? Are we really conscious of things? I give you that story, you know, from the farmer's point of view. But there are people who say, oh, the Chinese are doing a vaccine like that was something that you'd want to do.
Well, if they created the virus, they probably have the antidote already.
Already,
so.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not, you know, not that I trust anything from China, but, you know, if you look at it factually, it would make sense that they would be the ones to have the vaccine.
Yeah. Pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? Governor Christie was in the hospital. I was wondering about him because he's pretty overweight.
Now.
Is he okay?
He just went in voluntarily, actually. Yeah. Because he has asthma and, you know, the comorbidities. So he said that he wanted to go in.
But that was kind of a false narrative because you don't just check yourself into a hospital. You're either admitted to the hospital or they send you home with, you know, whatever. But he was on remdesivir, so that wasn't a precaution. He was actually in worse shape than what he pretended to be. So
well,
he did 5 days of remdesivir.
Too, yeah, you have to be in the hospital for that amount of time so that you can get the IV.
But my point, though, is you have to have symptoms in order to get remdesivir.
Oh, no, I'm sure he had symptoms.
But any of us with COVID,
you can go into the hospital and I would imagine they would keep you and administer that dosage. You just have to go in probably with a cough or something, right? Nothing serious even.
You know, but going back to the auction for a second, I noticed that there was an equal number of people wearing masks and an equal number of people not wearing masks. So I'm going to tell you this, Jennifer, because it just amused me. There was a farmer there, had a terrible toupee on, and he was wearing a shirt. And the shirt said, "I like Trump." And under it, it says, "If you do not like Trump, you probably won't like me, and I'm okay with that."
These people in these stupid T-shirts, it's all these people, and it doesn't matter what your shirt says, everyone's trying to gaslight somebody else.
Yeah.
And
right.
it's ridiculous. It's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of, I was listening, eavesdropping to a lot of the conversations about, you know, who's voting for whom and why they're voting for whom, prompted by a few T-shirts like this that people were acknowledging. And there's always, it's such an interesting group of characters at most of these auctions. That's one of the reasons I like to go to them. I really didn't have time to go, but there were a couple of things there that I wanted to try to pick up. And, you know, but you spend 3 or 4 hours at a place like that, and it's just really, especially in the lines to pay for stuff, it really is, the conversation is pretty amazing. And I say this sort of lovingly, there's so much ignorance involved in it from my perspective, and I think that is dangerous for me even to say, because somebody's going to listen and say, "Who are you to say what I'm saying is ignorant?" It just is, it's a tough time here. It really is a tough time. And so I'm just hoping and praying that when we get done with all of this stuff, we're going to somehow find a way to unify. I walked away, I'd gotten the truck and was driving home. It was a 2-hour drive and I was thinking my way home how sad it is that we have all this wonderful stuff in this country and we don't seem to appreciate it. We want to argue and fight and fuss and we're right, you're wrong. And it just is, it's very troubling, frankly. The things that we talk about here are finding their way into the DJV download. Let's see here. What do we have? Pumpkin spice conversation. Suzanne Summers and a conversation about her fall. Estee Lauder in space. Dancing with the stars. The TikTok and how they've gotten to me. I'm getting to the bottom of that. But lots of conversation. That's cool. You'll find it in our daily DJV download, which is at djvshow.com.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need, like ink and toner, webcams, and networking accessories. Right now, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any 2 ink or toner cartridges. Shop in-store, online, or pick up curbside. And save big. Staples and 1017. While supplies last, exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/40in rewards. Curbside available in most stores.
All right, let's get to the ghost in the White House. And we're talking about somebody who does a lot of Mantan, or we're talking about a real ghost?
No, real ghost. Jenna Bush Hager, who lived in the White House with her sister Barbara when their dad was president, obviously George W. They were in college, and so Jenna, who co-hosts with Hoda on the Today Show, she appeared on the Kelly Clarkson Show. She did a virtual guest appearance. And so Kelly played a true-false game with her and said, true or false, there are ghosts in the White House. And Jenna emphatically answered true, and she said, Kelly, you would have liked these ghosts because they were very musical. She said that in the middle of the night, because they were in college and their friends would call late at night, so they had the two girls had rooms next to each other, and she said that in the middle of the night the phone would ring, and so they would answer the phone, and she said that piano music from the 20s, like jazz piano music, would be playing coming from their fireplace. And she said it freaked her out so much she ran into her sister's bed, and then the next week the same thing happened, but it was opera. So they tried to talk themselves out of what they thought they were hearing until they talked to some of the staff members who had been there forever, and apparently the staff members said, oh, it's 100% true, and all kinds of people have been seeing the ghost of Abraham Lincoln. Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands had she fainted at the sight of seeing a ghost of Abraham Lincoln. Other reports of Abigail Adams, Dolly Madison, Andrew Jackson, and even British soldiers walking the hallways. Lots of ghosts at the White House.
Happy Halloween, everybody. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Money Pit Music. I feel like Steve Harvey. Right. Family Feud time. No family feuding here. It's the services of Tom Kreitler. Tommy the K is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program and his vast organization of all kinds of media, podcasts, moneypit.com/podcast. Sign up for that and the newsletter. All that cool stuff. But when it gets down to the bottom line, your visit here is wonderful because we help some of the people listen to this program with info. And here's Phil, who has a downstairs toilet, which is slowed down, doesn't fill up as fast. He gets plenty of juice when he's flushing, but it takes longer to refill. So he may have, do you think he still has those old rusty pipes that some old houses still have?
No, I don't think so. You know, what generally happens with the fill valves is they get clogged over time. Remember, a toilet really only has two working valves. It has a flush valve, that's the flapper in the bottom of it. Yeah. Then it has the fill valve, which is like the tower that has like the float on it. And what I would do, Phil, is I would just replace both of them, even though the flush valve's probably okay. It doesn't cost much more to do it, and you have to drain the tank anyway to do that. So I would replace the flush valve and the fill valve, and then take note that the fill valve is adjustable for the height of the water in the tank. And I would make sure it's at its maximum height, because then you're going to have more water come in that will keep your pressure up in terms of your flush. And also, it won't have any restrictions. I suspect you probably have some mineral salt deposits or some other type of corrosion in that line. It's just not worth fixing it because, you know, the grand total investment here for a fill and flush valve is under $20.
What's the big deal? Yeah, if it takes longer, so go to another bathroom if you have to do a second poop. Keep moving.
It keeps the line long, I guess.
Keep it moving. All right, so I was talking about the Money Pit podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. The one right now intrigues me because it's all about how, I suppose in a manner of speaking, to value your home, there are colors that people react to. Let's say you put your house on the market and you're going to freshen it up Although a lot of people, when they buy a house, they paint it anyway. So that's what I did with this house. But still, there are colors that people react to better, right?
Well, there are colors that people react to better because it invokes emotions. You know, there's certain colors that make you hungry. You know, mm-hmm. there's colors that you know, that make you calm. And the same thing applies when you're getting ready to choose colors for your house. You know, in all the years I spent as a professional home inspector, Doug, we always would see these relocation companies come in and absolutely wipe away any sense of color that was in the prior owner's house before they put it on the market.
Yeah.
Because people need to be able to go in and on the inside, you know, imagine their stuff in a neutral scenario.
Right.
The problem is that when you try to use your colors to sell somebody else, you got to find somebody not only that wants to buy your house but has your same taste or
right.
lack of taste, depending on you know what you're running into. Now, so we talk about some of those colors and what they mean in this edition of the Money Pit podcast. Again, that's moneypit.com/podcast. You can choose your player, choose your app, and get two fresh episodes every week.
Bright choices in the bathroom. Also, that's another thing, right? We have lots of light. Don't you want lots of light?
And you know what? Choosing lights is, in some respects has never been harder because, you know, we're no longer choosing lights based on wattage, but we're choosing lights based on color temperature and that sort of thing. And I've learned a lot about this over the years, too. I prefer, like, in my office situation, I like really bright lights.
Me too.
So I look at something that's got a color temperature in the 6,000 range. But, you know, in the bathroom, you want something that's more of a daylight, which is actually a little yellower. You would think that, well, yellow light isn't, you know, something that's very attractive, but it is more neutral. You know, it's kind of back to those neutral colors. So we go through the types of fixtures and the types of lights and the colors that you might want to select for that space.
All right. So there it is, something else. Moneypit.com/podcast. Janice has a small amount of moss growing on her roof. She wants to know how much it should cost her to get rid of it.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's interesting because she also says, I need a steel brush. Should a steel brush be used on the roof?
No,
absolutely not. So look, Janice, you don't have to even go on the roof to get rid of that moss. There are various roof cleaning products that attach to your hose. They are called ready-to-use sprayers, and you spray the roof, and the product does the rest, and it will make that moss go away. I will tell you this, though. If you do want to invest in a small update to the roof, if you install a piece of copper across the top of the roof, a piece of copper flashing, that will release some of its copper and keep the roof clean. It's a natural mold design.
You heard it here first. Check out the Money Pit and the Money Pit podcast, Money Pit.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor, and The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.